even known the word until the past few days.
What? The word cracker? Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I mean, a soda cracker that you eat.
Oh,
my. And, you know, when I was a child, the Atlanta baseball team was called the Atlanta Crackers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was something good. I never had known until the past few days that the word cracker was supposed to indicate something bad.
Well, I don't know if it indicates something bad, but it's a thing that, you know, between the two races, the Negro race, now, you'd call me a nigger, and I'd say you was a cracker. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd use that. It's a fighting word, all right.
Except I would never I don't think I'd ever use that word that you just used, except just to say the word, you know, but I had never called anybody that. I don't like it either.
Well, I think it's wrong.
It certainly is.
I think it's sinful.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod and his little boy broke it. You'd say the man got awfully...
angry.
What else?
Mad.
How else could you say it?
Well, now this fella out here gets upset.
Okay.
When he gets down on something.
Any other way to say it? An old-fashioned way that you might think of. Oh, me. What's another way to say, I feel very tired? I feel...
Well, I say jaded.
Jaded. What else?
Exhausted.
Well, can you think of some... You see, you know too much about book learning.
I don't know nothing about book learning.
Yes, you do.
I've done forgot it, raising these all these years, grand young, and you can't keep nothing in your mind.
Can you think of a more countryish way to say, I feel tired? An old-fashioned way to say it.
Well, skip that for a minute, and I might think of that again.
Who else could you say that somebody became ill? Maybe the nurse, yeah. The nurse at the school sent the little girl home because she was.
Was sick.
Okay. You know, there's a way to say it besides was sick.
You see.
Yeah. Any other way?
She got sick.
All right. Oh. It sounds perfectly all right to you to say she got sick. Mm-hmm. Sounds all right to me. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say he took sick?
Yeah, could say that.
Which sounds better?
Well, she got sick. I guess she found that and took sick.
All right. Oh.
You want me to put you out the door? And you can't come back in. You're going out. You can't come back in. Now you better not cry out there either. You going out there? Well, you better set it over there, man.
Suppose a person felt sick in this area, what would you say?
Sick at the stomach.
Okay. Do you have any name for a noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? After the couple's gotten married.
Shindig, and let's see, now I don't know, I believe I do.
The shindig, huh?
Yeah, shindig.
Alright. Oh, do you have any names for maybe a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You better not do that, because if you do, the what's going to get you?
No, I never have scared but one child in my life.
How was that?
Is this very boy over here, what we're living with now, Jimmy Cannon?